live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Mike says the logic behind your picks sometimes more interesting than the picks themselves, in my opinion. That's all I want. I want the thought process behind them so that you can listen to that and say, okay, that's garbage, or okay, that makes sense. That's something I didn't think of.
But either way, you're still going to get the grief for.
Well, absolutely.
Wrong.
And I'm okay with that.
For me, the biggest issue is I'm already pissed off because I've lost money. The last thing I want is someone else tell me that they lost $10.
If I lose my ass, I don't need to hear it from you. I think it's interesting the moves they've made and not made, but they've got a new special teams coach. It seems to be an upgrade. It looks like Vrabel is certainly in line to get that Titans job.
Please let it happen.
Maybe he's a better head coach than he was a coordinator.
People are buying into the personality of the guy, and that's what I don't understand. Oh, he's fiery.
You know who was fiery and was a terrible coach? Mike Singletary. There's a lot of guys like that are fiery. Bill O'Brien's pretty fiery.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. That's probably the best way to do it today since we did not bring interns in for this mess. So just text us at 713-780-3776. Text and Twitter, best way to communicate with the show. And if you are just now joining us, go to podcastarena.com. A lot of that stuff, a lot of other good stuff, including my quest to find out who Bucky's girl is.
Yeah.
Because I still don't know.
Well,
one seems to know who Bucky's girl is. She can't be too high on the totem pole over there.
No.
But also, welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Are we on 94.1 today as well, John? Thank you. Okay. All right. Man, a couple things. Did you see that Spike TV is, I guess they've been bought out?
Yes, I saw the Twitter.
The Twitter account for Spike. It was pretty funny. So apparently it's going to become the Paramount Network, which, so I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know how many things I watch on Spike. UFC occasionally. I don't really know what else that's on there that I
mean
watch.
I don't know what comes on Spike anymore now besides like Cops.
Yeah,
I mean it's falling apart.
Yeah,
but they used to have the UFC, and then when they lost that, their whole programming thing basically went to being Cops.
Yeah, I guess I haven't watched it since UFC was on there. Now that I think about it, so the Spike Twitter account. Welp, since I'm out of here anyway, I might as well tell you all the things I've been holding in for the past 18 years. Brace yourself, bros. Bleep's about to get real. Hashtag goodbye, Spike. Hashtag Spike Unfiltered. Says, there's a reason all our early shows were CSI, UFC, TNA, MXC, UTI. No one around here knew how to read. Well, I loved MXC. That was one of my favorite shows.
I couldn't even tell you what that is.
That the basically, it was this Japanese game show. Very much like the, I don't know what the show is now that people actually do it, but the announcers just made up the names, and it was like a Beavis and Butthead / MST 3000 thing.
Oh, okay.
Where they just talked.
So it was a comedy.
Yeah, it was comedy. It was very funny. When we greenlit TNA, we thought we were buying something entirely different, but wrestling turned out to be okay. The Get More Action tagline was actually my personal mantra.
I don't know if these like this guy had to know in advance like that the was going down, right?
Yeah, I had to.
I don't know. It just seems like he's shocked.
Oh no, I think somebody's just having fun with it. I lost my virginity in one of the storage spaces from Auction Hunters. I hated all my logos, but this last one looks like a tattoo design from a rejected Ink Master contestant. I clogged up the fourth stall in the seventh floor men's room over 30 times last year. And I gave my entire staff empty gift cards as parting gifts because bleep them in their joy. My favorite number is 329 because it's the number of times Cops is on every night.
That is true.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. We had a show called the Joe Schmo Show. Apparently, every decent name was taken. That was a pretty good one. the Church of Scientology kicked me out. Sit with that a moment. Oh, man. There's a bunch of funny ones on there. So I never thought rebranding would be one of the 1,000 ways to die. I'm out. Peace. So, good luck, Spike.
I think Spike's gone now.
Yeah.
I'll miss it.
I won't.
I won't either.
Somebody said Brian Gain called all the media by their first name, so he took my advice. That was actually Lamont that wrote that last week. That's one of the things.
He doesn't even know my name.
He might. I
bet
know.
He doesn't.
Well, he should come in studio and we'll see. He's invited. 713.
I'll accept him.
780 ESPN is your number. 281 asked, Fred, when's you getting radio? Is 31 too late to start a new career in broadcasting?
Yes.
You just don't want the competition.
No, I just say it's a dying industry. People should be trying to get into this thing now.
Well,
if you're not in it already, don't waste your time. It's what I tell all these interns around here who think they're going to be the next Dan Patrick. It's a giant waste of time. Don't do it.
But see, I think there's other avenues here, which is one of the reasons why we've diversified this company so much, which is one of the reasons why we're doing so many other things and why you guys are having to do columns and we're going to be doing more videos. You have to be a multimedia content creator. You can't just be a radio guy anymore. And that's okay. Like, a guy who is just a radio guy is not going to exist in 10 years, except for maybe Howard Stern. He'll still be going at it. But even he does if he wants to. Yeah, if he wants to. But the reality is, and I would never discourage anybody from changing careers, man. I've done it twice now. And, you know, I was 43 years old when I got into radio. Now, I had a sports background that helped, but I had to start over at the bottom again. And there were a lot of sacrifices. And there was a lot of times where I thought, okay, this is stupid. Let's go back to something that I know how to do. And no, but I think, I don't think it's too late, but you also have to. It depends on your situation. Like, I had just gone through a divorce and had no money anyway.
You weren't looking to get rich off of it?
So there was no way. Yeah, at this point, I was just like, I just need to pay the bills and pay my child support. That's it. That's all I care
about.
That's the other
thing. And that's why I was lucky that I got into the business so young. Because if I were 31, I don't know how many years I could deal with making 20 grand a year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But that's also why it's so important to be able to do this other stuff so that you can have other revenue streams while you're doing it. I taught for full time for 2 years while I was doing it to be able to make enough money to get by. So it's not, you can't come into it thinking, oh, I'm going to get paid for this.
I worked at Carrabba's my first full year in radio. I think for at least almost a whole year.
Yeah. And you were probably making less than 20 grand a year when you started.
I was making more at Carrabba's than I was doing a morning show in Austin.
Hmm. So it's not something where you can, it takes a long time to get to the point that we've gotten to from a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
You have to get in the right place at the right time. Everything has to work out. But, you know, if that's what you're looking to do, if you're looking to make Hoffman money, that's pretty rare. There's not that many people who get to that point, especially in now nationally, even these guys aren't making that kind of money.
The jobs
are drying up nationally.
The other thing is it takes a long time to build a brand for yourself, and Barry Laminack and I have talked about this because Barry came into radio. Way older than 31. Barry, how old's Barry? Like 40 something.
Yeah,
he was 40 something when he started, and it takes a while to build a brand and to have sponsors. You know, I don't know how many sponsors I have that. I mean, that's a good chunk of dough I make from these guys, but that's all on relationships that I've built over years and years of doing this. You know?
Yeah, and that takes time. I came into it with Sam Houston Race Park already, you know, wanting to advertise with us. So I had an advantage, and I had a pretty big sponsor right off the bat at a time when our station really didn't have very many sponsors. When you first came here, it was dry, man. But yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of ways you can do it. And there's a lot. I mean, I've told people if you can get sponsors and do a time by, but start with a podcast or something like that and try to get that sponsored and see if you can get some traction that way and build up your name and build everything up, then I think you have a chance. But that's most people don't want to do it. Most people have other jobs, and I've never been afraid to try and reinvent myself because I always felt like there was I had ways to get by. Like,
yeah.
When I was really broke, I played poker, got by. I trust myself that I'll be able to, and that's the hardest thing is like I'll jump off a cliff whether it comes to jobs or marriages or whatever because I know I'm always gonna find a way to land somewhere where I'm okay. Yeah. And that's not for everybody. I mean, and if you got kids and responsibilities and things like that, it may not be something you want to try. You know, you got to pay the bills and take care of those kids. It just depends on your personal situation. If you're single and you don't mind living on Easy Mac for a while.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why, you know, these guys who work on the network, you know, over the years since we've been here, with the exception of Salisbury, most of these guys are making like nothing. It's like, how do they afford to live? They're all single dudes who, you know, have their cars paid off and live in a one-bedroom apartment. I mean, it's a freaking tough life if you've got a family to break into this business.
Yeah, but if you don't and you don't have those obligations or you've got a nest egg saved up where you've got a couple of years worth of where you can just assume you're not going to make any money,
yeah,
then you can do it. But it's not an easy business and it's not one where – I mean, I'm not going to tell people not to do it if that's really what you want to do. The most important thing is if you can have a job where it's not a job, it's something you enjoy and it's fun, then it makes the rest of your life better. You could I could have easily put up with some past marriages if I'd had this job at the time.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have been, you know, so caught up in what I was doing at work. I mean, there's so many of those things that come into play. And if you have that opportunity, absolutely go for it. But don't do it unless you got a parachute and you're jumping into something that I love it when people want to try something that they love, whether it's radio, whether it's, you know, you want to go be a rodeo cowboy. That's fine. If that's what you love, go do it. But you can't do it in a vacuum. You got to make sure the bills are paid. You got to make sure you're taking care of all your responsibilities. And sometimes it is not easy. But I can tell you where you can win $3,000 tonight.
Tell me where.
Lions Poker Palace. The tournament is back on tonight. They were off yesterday because of the weather, too. But how about this? Starts in just a few minutes at 6:30. $80 plus a $20 no-limit hold'em tournament. $80 unlimited rebuys for the first five levels, and you don't have to pay the 20 again. 20,000 starting stack, 15-minute rounds. And if you don't get there in time, you can sign up until 7:45 tonight. 3,000 guaranteed to first place, and you'll pick up a point for a chance to go to the World Series of Poker.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be sending 10 players to Vegas on a private jet and sponsoring them to play in the main event for $10,000. And the top 30 point getters in these hold'em tournaments are going to be the ones who play for that chance. 10 of them are going to get to go. The other 20, they're going to get $1,000.
Yeah, it's a great deal. They've got a ton of tables out there. They've got a late night menu. It's BYOB. So if you feel like drinking your beer, not somebody else's, bring it on in, man. Follow them on Facebook for tournaments and events at Lions Poker Palace, or just stop by. You're going to love it. You're going to love it when you see it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them here on ESPN. You get the first 2 hours of play for free. Check them out. You won't regret it. That's Lions Poker Palace. Now,
call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. Guess what I have to give away? Remember how I was asking about this earlier? A four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park, and you can join me for opening weekend. You get a complimentary buffet sitting in the special ESPN section, Sam Houston Race Park, this Friday, January 19th from 7 until 9. You will also see Barry Laminack ride the camel during the fan-favorite camel and ostrich races. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Because we don't have an intern here, we're just going to do caller number 3 at 713-780-3776 because Jong has to deal with it. So if you don't call in like the next second, don't bother calling because we'll get 3 calls.
It's time.
Stop. Cut it off now so Jong's not having to catch 500 calls. Sorry. And only call if you want this because these are good tickets. Somebody says she was on KHOU, for, I believe, Fred. I saw her too. No, I think she was on Channel 13. I think she was KTRK. And I think her name was Courtney, but after the first scene, she was Bucky's girl to me. So I don't know, but I'm kind of curious now. I'm on a quest to find out who the hell this is. Next big star in Houston.
All right.
Really. I've got some sports stuff. I got some non-sports stuff.
Let's go non-sports. We've been pretty sportsy.
Okay. You know, we talked about the Bitcoin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what's happened here over the last couple of days?
Oh, yeah. Shocking. I can't believe
yes.
it.
Yes.
I can't believe this magical money in the sky is suddenly not worth as much as it was.
Yeah, and we have a winner, guys, so you can stop calling. But it continues to plummet this week. It's lost nearly half of its peak value from only a month ago, which I think we all saw coming. It was down 20% in the last 24 hours and more than $30 billion in value. It's trading at under 10,000, which it hadn't been that low since November 27th. Comes only a week after it hit its peak price of more than 19,000 in mid-December. But it's not just Bitcoin, apparently. Ethereum and Ripple are also
more made-up monies. Yeah. They're not working out.
Yeah, anymore. I don't quite get. I mean, the only possible thing to use it for is online gambling.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, or illegal stuff. If you want to buy guns online from another country, you don't want it necessarily traced.
Yeah.
But even that's traceable, right? Because it goes to your bank account at some point. I don't know. I never really got the point of that. I'd just rather plug in my debit card and say, here. And I guess if you don't want people in your account. Tyler says it might be Courtney Fisher. That might be her. I don't know. I'm not going to Google while I'm doing the show.
Why not?
I guess I could.
You should. I want to know more about this girl.
I don't want to be sure it's the wrong person either, but. You see, how much, I don't know if we want to do that. I mean, did you see what that was about to get sportsy again, but we didn't talk about this, but that missile warning in Hawaii?
Yeah.
How much would that suck?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you got one job. And do you realize why they, apparently the test button, like to send out the test that they have to do?
Yeah.
Is right next to, like, the real world button. And the reason why it took them 30-something minutes to basically call off the warning, they didn't have anything written up to send out. Like, they had to like write the code to send out a false alarm thing. They didn't even have that ready.
So that would have been like when we have the... If this had been a real thing,
right.
Yeah. Except there's a missile coming. This is not a drill. Yeah, I think that's her. Okay, I think we found her.
You like her?
I think she was really good. She was very funny. Although I can't tell because she had
not on, sexy though. That's not you're not.
Well, I can't really tell because she was wearing all the hat and you know they have to wear all the jackets and weather
right.
stuff. You can't really tell. But I would just I actually she was entertaining, which is all I ask for when I'm going to be watching 10 hours of storm coverage and some other people going out and showing off their shoes and others going.
But you
out
think
and,
she's a real pro?
I thought she did a I thought she was entertaining and did a good job.
I think she's doing fine.
She made me laugh, which I have to say, Hard to do. So props to her. Congratulations, Bucky's girl. And I had this other story I wanted to get to that I don't want to do any Trump. I had another Trump story, but
About girthers.
No, it's not about girthers, and you guys have already kind of stirred that up. So, what the hell is happening in China with their animals? You know, we talk about.
I don't know anything about this.
Well, here's the thing. We're seeing all these like zoo attacks there, and like tigers getting out and stuff like this. Well, apparently, at a Chinese circus, somebody thought it'd be a good idea to have all these animals out there. It looks like there's a couple of horses. There's a lion. Not the best idea to let the lion in with the horse, because what do you think happens?
Lions eat horses.
Yes. The footage shows the white horse being pounced on by a tiger while a lion mauls its legs from underneath. This thing got in the worst threesome ever. I'm a horse. Hey, a threesome sounds cool. No, not with a tiger and a lion. Circus workers had to whip them and strike them with long sticks. That's going to stop them from eating the horse.
Yeah.
It's thought that the horse survived the ordeal, which happened at a circus rehearsal in northern China, but sustained injuries. A staff member from the Taiyang Circus said that the crew...
We don't even have circuses here anymore.
Oh, sure we do. I see them all the time. There's like that one... There's like that one that's like Circus Vargas or something that pops up every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah. But like Barnum and Bailey closed down.
Yeah, but they never put tigers and lions out there. What the hell are they doing in China?
I don't know.
Oh, man. This poor little horse. He looks like a pony. So he said they didn't believe they were dangerous as they'd been kept at the circus from a young age. Okay. You know, that's like, I didn't think that rattlesnake was dangerous because I raised him from the time he came out of the egg.
Yeah, like we grew up as friends.
Yeah, I pet him. I used to stroke his head.
Stupid.
Yeah. But so it's only a matter of time before captive animals lash out at their oppressor. Oh, so how did the white horse become the oppressor? Was the white horse like, you know, sneaky?
He is white.
He is white. It's true.
Seems pretty oppressive to me.
Yeah. But I wonder if he was out there, you know, stealing their food and stuff, or teasing them, or hazing them. It's like, you'll never get to be a horse. I don't know. It said, big cats in the circus suffer mentally and physically every single day. When they're not performing, they're confined in cramped, filthy cages, and whips and beatings are used to force them to perform.
That's the way it should be.
But see,
those wild beasts are there for our entertainment.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah, is it wrong of me that I would find it entertaining if I were at a circus and the two cats went after a horse?
Yeah, I would rather see the cats fight each other.
Well, that'd be fun, too. But, I kind of like things like that. You're putting food in front of them. What did you expect?
Yeah.
And I got to say, this horse looks a little bit like an a-hole. It's one of those ponies with long hair and everything. Probably very pampered.
You're saying he deserved it?
I'm not saying he had
it. You're saying he got what was coming to him.
I'm not saying that.
But you're kind of saying that.
But I'm certainly hinting at it.
Okay.
So there. Man. I think it'd be kind of cool to go to a circus that's got live tigers and lions running around together with a horse. What could go wrong? That's like when lions attack. Like there was like a lion guy that got attacked... One of the trainers got attacked over in China recently, too.
I never feel bad for people who train these animals that are basically meant to murder us.
Yeah, if you have a pet rattlesnake,
yeah,
and you get bit,
like I don't care if you've grown up with these bears in the wild and like you really think the bears love you and then they kill you. I don't feel bad for you because you're an idiot.
Who was that gorilla woman?
Yeah, Jane Goodall.
Yeah,
same thing. I don't care if you think tigers or any of that stuff. When those animals kill you, I don't feel bad. Siegfried and Roy got eaten by a tiger. One of them did, right? One of their tigers tried to eat them.
Yeah,
almost killed him.
Or what's his face that got stabbed by the manta ray?
Yeah, Well, at least he didn't think they were his friends.
No, but...
I mean, he wasn't that dumb.
I'm not going to feel that sorry for you if you go down there and it's like, oh, look, there's a ray. Oh, he stabbed me in the heart.
Steve Irwin. With a stingray.
Yeah. Stingray. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm a horrible person, A.J. I hadn't watched that video. I'd just seen the pictures.
Yeah.
I laughed the whole time in the video. Because you've got these little Chinese guys, and all they're doing is whipping the lion and the tiger with whips. And I'm thinking if I'm a lion or a tiger, I'd probably take one of these guys out pretty easily. They didn't have anything to stop them with.
They didn't have a tranquilizer
gun
or even a
cattle let's face prod.
Let's say they shot the thing with a tranquilizer. Like by the time they get it off that horse is done for.
Well, my favorite part, though,
like they have to kill horses when they fall down.
But the horse is kind of doing what he's trained to do, which is run around the circle while these two cats are hanging onto him underneath him.
Good Lord,
I apologize for laughing at that, but if you're a sick human being like me, go look at that video. If you don't laugh, then you're probably a good person. We'll just say that. I have to give away another 4-pack of tickets for Friday night. Join me for opening weekend and enjoy a complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday, January 19th, from 7 until 9. You'll get to see Barry Laminack ride the camel. During the fan favorite camel and ostrich races, and those ostriches are bleeping crazy.
Nobody rides those, right?
The jockeys ride them, and I mean, I've seen those things. They're nuts. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Caller 2.
I just thought of that name, Camel Lama Ding Dong. That would have been a good...
It's not bad. It's probably better than Alexander Camelton, but we digress. Okay, and I was just listening to our traffic report, and she said there's new ice.
Yeah, where's it coming from? There's no precipitation.
Did somebody pee outside or what? It's been sunny all day. Not to question, but sorry.
There's something, if you live in Texas, there's some things that you should just know better than. And trying to rob a business with a BB gun is one of those things you should be smart enough to know this ain't the place for that. You could probably get away with that if you're in Vermont.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hell, maybe even California you can get away with that. Here in the great state of Texas, it doesn't work out.
No.
Clayton Gerald Morgan. He lives in Amarillo.
Good morning.
He decided that he was going to rob La Bella Pizzeria in Amarillo. His buddy was with him, 29-year-old Ruben Ryle Rios. Police say he's charged. I'll get to that here in a minute. Morgan allegedly walked in through the back door of the business and grabbed an employee by the hood of their sweatshirt. He was carrying a BB gun manufactured to look like a real gun. But most Texans, they can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Morgan forced the employee to walk toward the front of the business. And that's when police say an armed employee confronted Morgan. So, like, someone else approached him and said, hey, let go of my buddy, while pointing a real gun at him. Morgan then pointed the toy gun at the armed employee. The employee then shot Morgan.
Of course he did.
With the real gun. He was taken to a local hospital where he died.
Oh, wow.
The employee, who's licensed to carry, has not been charged with a crime because the shooting is considered justified. the detectives found that Rios was also involved in the robbery, and police apprehended him at 2:12 a.m. And he's charged basically with felony murder. The state has a law here that they allow a person to be charged with murder if they are involved in a felony crime that causes a death.
Yeah.
So he was like the getaway car.
Yeah. Now I've seen
and
that.
And now he's going to prison for murder.
I've seen that on Law and Order. Yeah.
Hard times, bro. Mm. But yeah. Don't try to rob a place in Texas with a BB gun. I mean, don't try to rob, period.
Well, yeah,
like,
you should
be better.
Well, let's start with that. You shouldn't be robbing people. You shouldn't be using real guns to rob people.
Right.
But if you're robbing somebody with a BB gun, I'm going to say 85% chance to 90% chance you're outgunned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a place you could rob with a BB gun and not be outgunned. I'm coming up blank.
Maybe a daycare center?
What the hell are you going to rob from a daycare center?
No.
It's not like they've got a safe there.
That's true.
So, oh, I'm taking the diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and throw in those binkies now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or else I'll shoot you with my BB gun.
Maybe a radio station.
Say around here, they're probably a little outgunned.
So?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you got a BB gun, you're definitely outgunned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you try to rob this place with a BB gun, you're probably going to get a similar result.
Yeah.
281 says, this blows. You have no chance if you have the app. I am always cognizant of that, which is why usually I do caller 25 and stuff like
that.
We
don't have a choice today.
No. All we have is John to answer the phone, and he also has to do the show. It's not, you know, so it's not like anybody's intentionally leaving you guys out. Tomorrow I'll give you guys more chances.
It's fine. You can do caller number 20-something.
No. You've got a job to do, okay? You've already had some trouble today with that.
Yeah, it's a rough start for John.
Yeah. He's rallied nicely. But, you know, but that's, I'm sorry, that's just life today. Appreciate you guys, but app people will have a better chance tomorrow. So we found out that there's a new, if you don't feel like a millennial or a Gen X person, you're not alone. The micro generation of people have a new name. It's a group of people born between 1977 in 1985.
That's
hey,
me.
That's me.
That's both you guys.
Yeah.
You know what you are now called?
Uh-oh.
Xenials. With an X.
I'm against that.
Xenials. Basically, I
thought we were Generation Y.
No, that's before us.
Yeah.
I think we got reclassified not that long ago.
Yeah, you are now Xenials. You were the first generation to grow up with household computers and have regular internet access.
I do remember dial-up.
A lot of Xenials didn't get their first cell phones until their 20s
and
grew up with landlines.
I grew up with landlines. I shared my first cell phone with my mom, I think sophomore year in high school, but I didn't get my own until I was like 18.
Their music industry changed from cassette tapes to CDs to Napster in a matter of years.
Yep.
You were hit hardest during the recession due to student debt, job losses, and other factors.
No.
I think I just missed that one.
Okay.
Because I was in the Army when everybody else was accruing student debt.
Yeah, that was smart of you. That was very wise.
Yeah, I lucked out on that front.
No, but AJ, we're supposed to give them free college.
Free college.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do.
I did get some college paid for.
Yeah?
Because I was in the Army. You want your college paid for? Join the Army, pal.
So,
that's my advice.
Congratulations.
Free college.
Congratulations, you are a Xenial.
I guess that's better than being a millennial.
Yeah. Well, that's because millennials got this.
They got a bad rep.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that. Did you guys see this? Barstool Sports posted this thing about this chick from Alabama, I guess University of Alabama. And apparently this new thing is that kids in high school and college create faux accounts so they can post whatever they want, which, by the way, that's not a good idea because people find them anyway. But I forgot what they call them, but they create faux Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts, and they post like racist stuff. They post gross stuff.
So basically they're texters to our show.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what they are.
But cool. This girl created a faux Instagram account and basically went on a racial rampage about how she hates the N-word.
Oh, okay.
And bleep this, bleep that, and Someone found it, and now she's in trouble.
They outed her?
They outed her.
Good.
And I think the top comment was, I bet she bleeps black people.
Hmm. That's very strange.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was a thing. Where you,
people are, you didn't know that people had fake internet accounts?
No. Well, I mean,
social
like,
media accounts?
To post this kind
of
stuff.
Oh, but honestly, man, one of these days, well, I delete them all, but one of these days you go through the text line and see some of the racist crap we get. And that's tied to somebody's phone number.
Right. They don't care.
No, they don't care because it's anonymous. So, allegedly. Although I have been wanting to invest in one of those things for $19 a month where it'll tell me who it is so that when they do racist stuff, I can actually report them to somebody. But that's too much work. I don't care. All right. What do we got here, John?
Man sinners. Guys, the holidays were a time for family. And if 2018 is the year you want to start your family or add to your family, do you even know if you're fertile? Man sinners can evaluate all the issues through semen analysis, test for infections, overall quality of your sperm and sperm counts. Could also be a prostate issue that affects your count. An easy examination can determine if there are prostate infections or issues affecting fertility. And low testosterone can affect fertility too. Sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even really know it. Man sinners can help you regain your natural testosterone production. It's not about shots. It's not about injections. Man sinners is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. There's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to any old urology practice. That's not the case. Man sinners is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff there are experts in reproductive urology. Stop by one of their four locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball, and now in Bel Air, or just give them a call to set up your appointment. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online today. That's Man Sinners, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't want to dispute our traffic person, but I don't see as many ice things. Although the spur is closed at I-59 going downtown, so which that thing always has to close. All right, one more four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for opening weekend. Complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday, January 19th, from 7 until 9. You can see Barry Laminack ride the camel during the fan favorite camel and ostrich races. Watch, wager, and win Sam Houston Race Park caller number 4. It's the best I can do. Sorry. All right, let's do deaths. Oh, I forgot. See, I did that, and now John can't play deaths because he's having to answer the damn phone. All right, here we go. We start with 2008. Bobby Fischer, American World Chess Champion, dies of renal failure at the age of 64. That just sounds horrible. 64, eh.
What's a renal failure?
It's where your renals fail.
What's a renal?
I'm not a doctor.
That sounds like
kidney, right?
It sounds like something that would make you poop your pants. And that, yeah. I feel like that's the worst way to go.
Yeah. 2006, Wilson Pickett, American R&B singer, dead of a heart attack at 64. So far, that's as far as we're going. Ted Cassidy, actor. He was Lurch in the Addams Family. You rang. Well, God did when he was 46 years old in 1979. Also not a good run. 1997, Adriana Caselotti, who is the voice of Snow White in Disney's animated film, dead at the age of 70. A little better, but not much.
Not much.
Snow White, would you?
She's a cartoon.
What if she were real? Like, if you're at Disney, yeah, somebody says renal is kidney. That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about Snow White. She's lower on my list.
Yeah, she's not top five for me. but of course I would. 2013, Earl Weaver, American Hall of Fame baseball manager, dead from a heart attack at 82.
Oh.
So far, he's our clubhouse leader.
He looked... I mean, he was still managing when he was in his 70s, but he always looked like he was about to die. Like, I remember having baseball cards of him and going, man.
Yeah, this guy should be dead.
I can't believe the Crypt Keeper coaches the Orioles.
I used to do a pretty good Crypt Keeper imitation, but I'm not going to do it. Okay, political figures. 1893, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford.
Dead of a heart attack at the age of 70, sir.
Now, that's a fine name, a classic
Rutherford
gentleman's
B. Hayes.
Name.
That's very genteel.
That's the name of a gentleman, sir.
1862, John Tyler.
That's a white trash name.
If it were John Rutherford Tyler, right. Or John Beauregard Tyler, he was the 10th U.S. president, dead in Richmond, Virginia. Of course he's a genteel man. 71 years old. 1983, Meyer Lansky, underrated as a mobster. Dies in Miami Beach at the age of 80. That's a hell of a run for a mobster.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's almost twice what you should get, considering his buddy Benny Siegel got shot a lot earlier than that. 1984, Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's and former owner of the Padres, dies of heart failure at 81. So I think he has just taken the lead from Meyer Lansky. But I'm going to say Meyer Lansky at 80, more impressive than Ray Kroc at 81.
That is a good-ass run.
Yeah. 1964, T.H. White, English author of the King Arthur novels, dead at 57. Dude, I watched that stupid movie that you talked about because I couldn't help it, and it was Charlie Hunnam, who I like.
Yeah, I warned you, though.
I know you warned me. It was as bad as you said. And then I saw one that was even worse. It was King Arthur and all these people coming to modern times. Don't ask me why I was on a King Arthur bit. I was a little stoned, but it was bad. 1927, Juliet Gordon Lowe, founder of the Girl Scouts of the USA, dead of breast cancer at 66. I was going to say it was the cookies that did her in, but
no.
1742, Edmund Halley, who founded Halley's Comet, I guess, dies at the age of 85. He is our new clubhouse leader. 2016, Alan Rickman, English actor, dead of cancer at 69. Have you ever heard Benedict Cumberbatch's impression of Alan Rickman? I mean, it's just spot on. Okay, here's our winner. 2013, Stan Musial, 92 years old.
Oh, wow.
2007, Scott Bam Bam Bigelow, wrestler.
Oh, I remember. He wrestled Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania.
Did he?
Yeah.
1993, Audrey Hepburn, dead at the age of 63. All right, we have two dead porn stars. Let's see how they died. 2011, Sexy Cora. She was actually born Carolyn Ebert.
2007, huh?
Yeah, civil name Carolyn Woznitsa.
Suicide?
Heart attack during breast implant surgery.
Ooh, that's a tough way to go.
Yeah.
You're out there trying to make yourself better and...
Yeah, and... trying to up your game.
She was trying to, a porn star trying to make herself a better person.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Mm. It's a tough way to go. In 2004, Rebecca Steele died from?
I'm going to go murder.
God, you had two good chances there. So died from a drug overdose and suffered from AIDS.
Oh, damn.
So you had the double whammy there.
Well, if you carried AIDS into the 2000s, I mean, that's...
Well, it's either impressive or it's
really irresponsible.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. You're totally doing this for Alan Rickman, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know who else to...
Professor Snape.
Yeah.
See, that's not my favorite character of his. I like this character in that awful Robin Hood movie where he played the Sheriff of Nottingham.
See, I don't even know what Professor Snape is. That's you guys always have these jokes about...
It's Harry Potter.
Aren't your kids on Harry Potter now?
Yeah, but I don't watch it.
Well, one of these days.
Voldemort. Professor Snape. Yeah, we've had two Harry Potter references today. I know they're Harry Potter references because of that music, and I know Voldemort's a Harry Potter reference. I don't understand it.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, and maybe you'll understand it then. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.